I would like to discuss with you three short topics. Three fascinating short topics. Let me see if I have my notes. Oh, I'm in a lot of trouble. First topic is the minhag of covering the shofar at the time of making the brachos and during the davening when we are not blowing shofar. So everything I'm telling you is coming from Rabbi Teshner Sefer, Sha'arei Hayamim Hanayrim. It's incredible stuff. He has some really great stuff here, and he has here like 20 reasons why we cover the shofar. I'm just going to tell you the ones that I am able to appreciate and able to understand. The first reason is it's a pasuk. Okay, nothing. You don't need to get into Kabbalah, the Satan, and tikul ba'chodesh shofar ba'kesa liyom chageinu. Ba'kesa simply means when the moon is hidden, and Rosh Hashanah is on the first day of the month when the moon is not yet visible, but there is a drasha, there is a tradition, tikul ba'chodesh shofar ba'kesa. We don't know what this means. You shall blow the shofar liyom chag tikul ba'chodesh and Rosh Chodesh ba'kesa. When the shofar is covered. Nothing more than that. There's such a mesorah, you don't have to know the reasons for everything. You should be mekayim what it says in the pasuk, this tradition. Alright, I think for most of us that's not very satisfying, but that's what he cites as one of the primary sources. Now the Avnei Nezer opens up a concept which a lot of other later commentators will say the same idea, but in many different forms. It's just like what we do Friday night and Shabbos afternoon to the challah. To the challah. The challah should not be embarrassed. Why would the challah be embarrassed? Because we're making a bracha on the yayin. And according to Shulchan Aruch, when you have bread and yayin, bread comes first. In order to spare it from its shame. Now what is the shame? The shame is the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar. What's the bracha? Asher kedushanu b'mitzvah tzivanu l'shmoya kol shofar. It's not like the Megillah. Megillah, Yelenash, Al Mikra Megillah. Only some women, not all women, but there is such a custom. When women hear the Megillah, they say Lishmoya Mikra Megillah, Lishmoya Mikra Megillah. But when it comes to Shofar, Kol Moedin, the mitzvah is Lishmoya. It's the sound. The sound is not something which is tangible. Sound is abstract. The shofar, you know, it's cartilage. It's gashmius. There's something there. Costs a lot of money. Good shofar costs good money. Go to a professional, not just to go buy, you know, online. You have to know what you're getting. There are certain professionals that make. You know, they have to have hechsher, and you have to know it's everything is kosher v'yosher. But you don't want to embarrass the shofar because you're taking it in a chefsa shol mitzvah, and you're basically saying you are not. The cartilage of the is not what we really care about. We're just using you as a means to produce a sound with which we will be mekayim the mitzvah. So the shofar, the physical shofar, feels a sense of shame when you make the bracha. Isn't that an amazing idea?
So that you make the bracha before you take it out?
Yes, so according to this custom, according to this in the Hanami, being very good, but according to this custom, when the Baal Tokea is making the bracha, the shofar should be concealed. The shofar should be covered.
The difference from any kli which you use for the Baal Mitzvah.
And that you hold when you make the bracha. Are you asking a question? Anytime you do the mitzvah, you make tefillin. The tefillin already on your hand. Oyvel
asiyasan. That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking any
lulav. Yeah.
Any kli which could be used for a dvachulin or for a dvach.
Give me an example. A lulav. You make the brach on the lulav itself. You shake the lulav.
Right.
Tell me a koyishol yayin. You make boy prayer gofen. You drink the wine. Every bracha, you make the bracha on the object itself, the physical object. A shofar is unique that you're making a bracha on something which is intangible, l'shmoya kol shofar, on the sound.
You are making on the moon.
You are making on the light of the moon. Why do you say you're not making on the moon? The appearance of the moon.
Looking in the sky.
You see the light, you're seeing the moon, you're the appearance of the moon.
Wait, the appearance of the, just like the sound.
But you have in your possession something physical, and you're rejecting the physical, and you're going for the abstract. This is what the Avnei Nezer says. A fascinating concept. It's a boishas for the shofar and mele. When you make the bracha, don't embarrass it. Cover it. And then when you finish the bracha, take it out and you blow the shofar. Okay, that's one. Another pshat, something similar, not boishas, a third mahalach, is to show the oilam the mitzvah is the sound. Forget about boishas. Don't be such a lamed in boishas. The people come to shul, not everyone is a big Talmud Chacham. People think, Rosh Hashanah, well, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to see the shofar. The mitzvah is just to be present when someone's holding the shofar. I don't know. You want to impress upon the oilam, the mitzvah is not the physical object. The mitzvah is the sound. Put aside embarrassment. Let the people in the audience fully appreciate it's the sound, not the object. Okay, another reason is, this is a fascinating reason. Now, the more common reason I think everyone knows from Cheder is the Satan. Okay? In order not to chapel with the Satan. The Satan is, this is the Mitzvah Hayoyim. The Satan, we don't know how this works. His everything he's doing on Rosh Hashanah is to prevent us from listening to the Shofar. Now, this idea, I'll just tell you a quick idea. I always think about this all the time. I know someone that used to daven years ago in RJJ. Okay, the old RJJ. My parents are right. So my parents would tell me that on Rosh Hashanah, the mamish could not get a tekiah out. Every year it was a major ordeal to get out a tekiah, kosher tekiah, what we take for granted. And ad kedei kach, that sometimes it got really tough, they would literally pass around the shofar. Yeah. Everyone would try until. So then someone told me, who davened there years ago, says, now I come to my shul, and in my shul, the Baal Tekei is unbelievable. He doesn't make one mistake. 100 koilos.
They have contests.
What?
They have contests.
There's a call right there.
That was a tequila contest. The best Baal Tekea doesn't make one mistake. Okay, so you'll tell me, why is this so? Okay, so you'll tell me, why is this so? Because we have better shofars today, right? Today we have better shofars. We have much more talent. We have people who know how to play all these musical instruments. It's talent, it's technology. The shofars are made better. That's why today it's not an issue. And if you'll have a Baal Tekea, which makes a little bit of a mistake, please, he's fired. Because what kind of the guy next door can do it perfectly loud, powerful, no mistakes, one to knock it off, no big deal. Okay, that's what you can say. This is what the person says. But this person said to me, yeah, I know all that, but that's not the reason. The reason is because today, says the Idav and the RJJ, he was varfing off all the Rosh Yeshivas that were there. All the European, these were bedoiling, he says, these were people in Yerush Shemayim. He says, you know why they couldn't get out of Tkia? Because the Satan came to Shul. The Satan was there. And today, because they were such gedoilim, they were such holy people, it was kedai for the Satan to come. He says jokingly, where I daven today, the Satan says, for you,
it's not
kedai even to bother the Satan for this island. The Satan doesn't come. It's not kedai. We're not even kedai for the Satan to make an appearance. And that's why today, bang, 1, 2, 3, there is no problem. You know this, what?
Was Makri.
Yeah, and they couldn't get a tekiah.
Yeah.
What? They had a struggle.
Yeah. He would practice with the Baal Tekea. We'd go over with the Baal Tekea, how he should blow the different tekiahs and the different.
The Neshima Achas, Shay Neshimas, the Chazanish, and the Chazanish, all these Yisaitas. And this always made an impression on me. The reason this really hit home on me is because years ago, Idavin, Baruch Hashem, Chaim Berlin most of the time. And the same Baal Tekea with the same shofar is blowing for years. I'm embarrassed to tell me how many years I'm hearing this. And in the early years, I never had trouble. And I've noticed over the years, the tummy is getting older.
It's
getting shrach. I don't know. It's getting harder and harder.
It's like Derek Jeter.
And like today, he really had a struggle. And I have a lot of hanah. I personally have a lot of hana when, because it just sticks in my mind, this thing, when the Baal Tekiah can't get out of Tekiah. To me, that means, you know, maybe it was kedai for the Satan to come. It says there's something chashuv going on. Personally, that's how I look at it. And I really feel good about it. Look, I know that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Baal Tekiah, someone actually told us that they have a Baal Tekiah where I die, the Chaim Berlin on the Yom Naron. So he normally, it's like, sometimes he doesn't make one mistake. Like, bam, he just knocks them off perfectly. Sometimes, every so often, you know, he gets stuck and he has a hard time. So someone told me that one year he blew, that was a year where he really had a hard time. He was really struggling. And after davening, he blew for the ladies. For the women, they had a special lady in someone's house, or, and he got up without any hesitation, the same show for the same thing, bam, nothing. And this person, this there was a bocher, he said the same thing on his own. He said to me, it's amazing, it was this, I was standing right there, it was the same show for the same person, the same everything. And during davening, he couldn't get it out. He was nervous. Come on, he's not nervous. He's doing it for so many years. He's nervous. And then right after davening, 5 minutes ago, he couldn't get it out. Now he can get it out. He said on his own. He said, it's the Satan. You can't say not. There's something to it. Okay. But in taking this idea seriously, which I really, you have to have emunah, there is something to this. That is one of the primary reasons why traditionally the shofar is covered at the time the bracha is made, in order not to give the satan any ideas of what is coming, or at least to impress upon us this concept. Okay, another very beautiful idea of why we hide the shofar. It's nothing more, and it's very deep idea, to remind us of the time of Shemad. The only reason why we still continue Bizman Hazeh to blow shofar during Musaf, before Musaf, and not before Shachas, we should really blow shofar before Kriyas HaTorah, during Shachas. And if you want to blow shofar during, we go during, because it was Shmat, the Goyim did not allow us to blow. So we had to wait until the officers, they got tired, and they went out for lunch. They went out to take, they got drunk, they went out to take a cigarette, they went out to go on their, talk on their cell phones. We had to wait until they went out. They went out, so then we were able to blow shofar. So as a reminder, now not only that, the shofar was always there. Everyone knew the whole program. But you come to shul and they would hide the shofar, because if the officer would see the shofar, he would take it away. So the shofar was concealed. So we reenact. The reason why we're blowing during Musaf is because we want to hide the shofar. It was because of Gezeres HaShmat. In order to remind us of the Gezeres HaShmat, we conceal the shofar. Because if we just during the Musaf, everyone feels, well, we blow during Musaf because it's a convenient time to blow during Musaf. It's more than a convenient time. It's a reminder of the time of Shmat. And to remind us of the time of Shmat, we conceal, we have the shofar covered before. And now that reason is expanded upon by some of the later commentaries that tell us to take note that a lot of the piyutim on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, especially during Sliach's, focuses on Golos, on Geula. We once mentioned this, that you know, if you look on the standard Slichos, most of them, in fact, are about Golos and Geula. And that's why in yeshivas, people, or shuls, where they have accustomed to skip Slichos, so they are advised, the first ones you skip are the ones that deal with Golos. Focus better on the ones that deal with Tshuva. There are two major themes in the Slichos. Tshuva and Golos. The Golos Slichos can fit very well in Yom Tisha B'Av. If you put this on Tisha B'Av, you wouldn't know the difference. So why are we saying it during Slichos? So because part of Tshuva will automatically bring the Geula. The two are intertwined, they're interrelated. We bedavka do things in public to remind us of Shmad in order to incorporate into the tefillah this dimension of tefillah where we're being mispalel for the geula and to get us out of the galus. So we bedavka cover it, Shmad, We have to hide ourselves. We have to remind ourselves, even though we live, Baruch Hashem, a good life in America, a good life in this generation. No one's coming to persecute us, Baruch Hashem, l'ayin hara. But we have to still remind ourselves that we was not always that way. There were times of Shema, we're still in Gaul. We have to still be on guard, and we cover it to remind us, and that should be incorporated in the blowing of the shofar. And we want Hashem to see this. Look, Hashem, we're in Gaulus. We have to hide. We have to hide the fact that we're Jewish, that we're religious, that we have a kashofar. It has to be hidden. We're scared. Help us, redeem us at this holy moment when we blow the shofar. So it's a form, it's an expression of prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by covering the shofar and then revealing it exactly at that moment. Hashem should take note of the fact that we're hiding and redeem us, and we should no longer be ashamed and feel that we need to do this. Okay. Another reason why we blow shofar, and a lot of these are just really splitting here, it's really very similar. We blow shofar to remind the people that the blowing of the shofar is not the ikkar. What the purpose of the shofar is, the hisoirus, the reason why we blow shofar, it's a wake-up call. If people come to shul and they hear the shofar, okay, it's magic. The shofar is blown, I heard that sound, that's it, my sins are forgiven, I'm scot-free, I can go home and do whatever I want. We try to impress upon the audience, it's not the sound, it's not the shofar, it's not the sound. It is the hisoirus to do tshuva. It is your inner feeling. Cover the shofar. Don't focus on the shofar. Focus on what the shofar brings forth. It brings forth a feeling of emunah, of hisoirus. It's very similar to the other idea. Another idea, now this is a very interesting idea. When the Chazal tells us when you blow the shofar, it's also to awaken the people. People should do tshuva. Today the custom is, well, it used to be the custom, still is some places, that before they blow shofar, the Rav would give a musa shmus, not nice positive words. He would pound away at the people, fire and brimstone. It was a moment of tshuva. In yeshiva, some yeshivas, they still do this. In the very serious musa yeshivas, if you can find one still today, before blowing shofar is a very intense musa seder. Okay, try to find the yeshiva that does that today. It's hard to find such a place. It's Musar. The Nardi day, they learn Musar before blowing shofar? On her, right? They learn Musar. It's serious business. I'm sure in Kelm, they spend probably an hour learning Musar, then you blow shofar. Problem is, they still didn't punish, they learn Musar? What do they do? They learn, what do they do before blowing shofar? So they had Musa Shmuel, so they learned Musa by themselves. So it was traditional, and it seems when I've read that the Rabbanim, this was their job, to give the oil of Musa before blowing shofar.
Yeah, the Rosh Hashanah would speak before shofar.
The problem is, but today all the Rabbanim speak before, but the Rabbanim don't speak today Musa.
Right, but
they speak happy things, make everyone feel good. Oh, very good, right, and Chadami. So that's what it's all about. So the problem is, That is a letdown, because the shofar is supposed to accomplish that. The blowing of the shofar is supposed to be the ultimate musa shmus. Hearing that sound is supposed to open up our hearts to do tshuva. Unfortunately, in the Skadnu Hadaros, we are not moved by the sound of the shofar. So we have to innovate and bring in a rav to inspire us and speak divrei musa. The shofar is embarrassed. My role has been taken over by the rav, diminished by the rav and by the balei musar. So we cover the shofar so it shouldn't be embarrassed. What the shofar was supposed to accomplish has been taken over by the rav. It's a din of boishas. Okay, Mr. Wexler. So therefore, that is why we have to.
Yeah, but the rabbi's trying to get the people to do
tshuva. Okay. We're running out of time. Okay, so this is another reason we do this. This is a very bizarre reason. This is based on a Medrash Rabban and Parashas Vayera, when Avraham brought Yitzchak to the Akedah. Says this explicitly in the Medrash. Avraham hid Yitzchak. That's what it says. Why? He was afraid that the Satan would do something to Yitzchak. Yitzchak is an oil to Mima, but a carbon hat cannot be a balmum. So he was afraid of the Satan. Would cause Yitzchak to go for a walk. He would trip on something, break his ankle, break his foot. He would then have a balmum, and would be possible for a carbon. So while Avram was preparing everything he needed to set up the Mizbeach, he took Yitzchak and he hid him. He was concealed. When everything was ready, he took him out and brought him as an oil tamimah. Why do we blow shofar? Eile shel Yitzchak. The whole blowing of the shofar is a reminder of the Akedah. That's why it's the Eile shel Yitzchak. We reenact the fact that Avraham was super careful to bring Yitzchak as an oil tamimah by doing to the shofar what Avraham did to Yitzchak. Because the shofar, in fact, is the representative, is the replacement for Yitzchak. Avraham hid Yitzchak at the time of the Akedah until he was ready, so nothing should go wrong. We reenact this to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Zrizus of Avraham by hiding the shofar until the very last moment when we are ready. Okay, now, the problem with all of these beautiful ideas of hiding the shofar, okay, I just told you a few. There are a lot more other reasons, which some of them are very esoteric, so I didn't tell you, go over them. But the problem with this is it goes against what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch it says, whenever you do a mitzvah, the general theme is whenever you do a mitzvah, the mitzvah has to be over la'asiyasan. When you make the bracha is already just about the moment before you're able to fulfill the mitzvah. We don't make a bracha when the tefillin are in the bag. You can imagine you have a tefillin in the bag. Bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam Hasher Kedoshanu B'mitzvah Tzvanu L'Haniach Tefillin. Open up the zipper, one zipper, another zipper, move the talus out of the way, take out the tefillin, take all the straps, take out the box, put it on. It'll take 5 minutes until you get. You don't do that. You take the tefillin out of the bag, out of the box, put it on, get it ready, as about you're ready to pull it. Now you make the bracha. You have to, lulav and esrog. You don't have the lulav and esrog in the silver box and in your container. You take the lulav, you take the esrog, you take it upside down, or you have kavanah to be yitzah, you hold it, and you make the bracha. Even when you make a bracha on food, you're supposed to put your hands on the challah. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz, you put your hands on the challah. All of a sudden, the shofar is not to be seen. The shofar is invisible. And you just say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kehinu Lecho Lem Asher, Kedoshanu B'mitzvot Sivanu, L'shmoya Kol Shofar. Baruch Atah Hashem, Yekah Shechayanu. Oh, where's the shofar? You hope it's still there. The little kids didn't go and steal it when you weren't looking. It's still there. That's not the way you do a bracha. This is inconsistent with every single mitzvah that we do. Really, really. So what's the answer? So one answer is minog mevatel halacha. Hafli lefela, right? This is one of the things you saw. This is minog mevatel halacha. Staka halacha. But Jewish custom, minog, mevatel halacha. Sometimes, it's not mamash bittel halacha. If you would make a bracha on tefillin when the tefillin are in the bag, you can still put the tefillin on. It's not the end of the world. But it's the minog of all of these ideas that we brought out are so powerful, they're so beautiful. And minog, you go before Hashanah, we mentioned before, what do we have today in Yadus? Minhage, we mentioned this many times. Minhage Yisrael, the mitzvah Hayom of Rosh Hashanah that's going to bring us into the Yom Hadin is Minhag Yisrael. And we're telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, the minhag is so great, Minhag Mevatel Halacha, Taka, don't touch the shofar, you should know from the shofar. However, it is still, that's a little bit of a stretch, and Rav Tester is not very happy with this approach, and he goes to all the sources and he says they're really if you study the source as well, you will find there are two customs. One custom is the Baal Tokea should rest his hands on the shofar from above. In other words, the shofar is underneath his cover, it's concealed. The Baal Tokea l'chatchila should put his hand, should feel it. Not touch it, not be seen, it's covered. But he should feel it should be like all of the mitzvos, he should be holding on to the shofar when he makes the bracha. Another minhag, which I think he says is really even better, is he should put his hands underneath. He should actually, from underneath, he should mamish hold the shofar for real, but it should still be fully covered. It should still be fully covered. So when you go Rosh Hashanah, you go take a close look and see how what it's done. Now, in addition, another question is this the matter of custom. There's no consensus upon this. Is that what about during Chazoras Hashatz? during Chazaras HaShatz, in between the Sidarim, should the shofar be covered as well. You typically don't see this. You see this where the few places I've been davening, so they're very mock, they do this. I even one Bible guy I know, he has a beautiful cover, special, beautiful cover. Some will come with an Eichler's bag. I've seen that. He comes with I come over here with the bag. You don't come with an Eichler's bag on the bima for the Kiyah Shofar. So this person, he came in with a beautiful, custom made shmata thing, to cover whatever. It was a very elaborate about covering a thing for the Yom Narom. They have a big. Everyone does their own thing. You don't want to chop it. You go start telling this over to the Baal Tekeh, he'll start right away telling you what you're talking about. I've been long shofar for longer than you've been alive. Don't go tell me what to do, my father, my grandfather. Okay, yeah, and it's right. Don't go rock the boat. Don't get on the bad side. I'm just telling you theoretically what it says in the books. No, you can throw it in the garbage. Kedusha is tashmish mitzvah. You can throw it in the garbage.
We cover it because it was a covenant for the sake of Torah.
What?
We said before that.
Sefer Torah is big machlokes. We had a discussion. What do you do with the Sefer Torah? Big machlokes.
The Sefer Torah should be open.
Yeah, that's what it appears. Yeah.
So then it's not covered for the Sefer Torah that the Shaykh be like.
Why? What's the difference? Why? The mitzvah is now. The Torah says you should blow the shofar.
Yeah, but until you blow the shofar.
I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. That's an interesting idea. But there now, so the question is, what about during Chazaras HaShatz? From the little that I've seen, they're not that mocked.
Really, you want it to be accessible because you don't want Tircha de Tzibura. So you don't want it.
You're standing there.
You don't want what?
He writes here
that he spoke to one of the Baal Tokei HaMumcha, and he says to him, by me, I must keep the shofar exposed. It has to air out. There's a lot of saliva. So he says, it's full of saliva. It's full of saliva. It's very delicate.
Very delicate.
And he says, so he writes here, like, what? Really? Yes, another Baal Tekeh. He says, no, everyone is different. Everyone has their sensitivities. So he does present that really the same way you cover it when you're doing the first set of tekiyas in the beginning, when you make the bracha, it appears there's also an inyan that it should be covered during the davening. See, I'm going to say something during the davening, because there's competition going on. Now, this is a very delicate, it's a very interesting point. What is shofar? Think about what you discussed. Is shofar tefillah form? Yes, shofar is a form of tefillah. Shofar is a form of prayer. It's a form of prayer. But we're also davening. Hashem Sefasa, but we have a long davening. Davening takes 2 hours. Malchia is Zichron Shavas. There is a little bit of a machlekes going on between the shofar and the Baal Tefillah. Like, who steals the show? Is the chazan? You're going from shul. There's always one of the people who steals the show. It was the Baal Tefillah. It was an unbelievable davening. And some people walk around instead davening. I've heard this already. But the Baal Tekeah this year. Did you hear the Baal Tekeah? This competition between the two. But it's not just between the two. This competition between what they're accomplishing. The Koyach HaTzilah of Rosh Hashanah versus the Koyach HaShofar of Rosh Hashanah. Competition. We don't want there to be a machlokes, a sichsuch. So each one has respect for the other. When the shofar is blowing, the Baal Tefillah, he's quiet. When the Baal Tefillah has his limelight, so the shofar is put away. You don't put the shofar out on the table, on the bima. Hide the shofar. Because there has to be, not even the sound, when the shofar is being blown, the Baal Tefillah is not davening. There is silence. Whatever it is. But there is conflict between these two concepts, and therefore, to bring out the two concepts and the conflict, we cover the shofar even during Chazaras HaShatz.
So we should have a
title
for the
Bachzerim
too.
What? Okay, that's going a little bit too far. Alright, so that basically is the first thing I wanted to talk about. The other two things we'll have to wait for tomorrow.